This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Police are investigating another deadly mass shooting here in the United States. Police in the city of Indianapolis say 8 people were shot and killed and several others injured late last night at a FedEx facility near the airport. Police say the suspected shooter took his own life. It is unclear how many people have been shot or all their conditions, but multiple victims were transported to area hospitals. Police also said it's too early to determine if the shooter was an employee at FedEx. We will update this story as more information becomes available. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to the White House later today in his first face-to-face meeting with the foreign leader, a choice that reflects Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global issues. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Biden said that he had told Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the sanctions could have been worse. Biden said he chose to be proportionate. He added that the United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia, and that the United States wants a stable, predictable relationship. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measure appeared tailored to avoid an outright escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. By remote, this is BOA News. Daily infections of COVID-19 crossed 200,000 in India Thursday, making it the highest anywhere in the world after imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns for nearly 3 months last year. India's government relaxed almost all curbs by the beginning of this year. Now, many regions, including Mumbai, are introducing localized restrictions. The government has blamed a widespread failure to practice social distancing and wearing face masks. Experts have blamed everything from official complacency to aggressive variants. China's success at controlling the coronavirus outbreak has resulted in a population that has seemed almost reluctant to get vaccinated. So it's accelerating its inoculation campaign by offering incentives, free eggs, store coupons, and discounts on groceries and merchandise to those getting a shot. After a slow start, China is now giving millions of shots a day. A top government doctor announced a goal of vaccinating 560 million of the country's 1.4 billion people by June. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the death toll in the United States has increased significantly in the past year, with the more than 600,000 COVID-19 deaths being a major cause of the increase. The UN humanitarian chief warned on Thursday the world's largest humanitarian crisis in Yemen is getting worse, with COVID-19 pandemic roaring back in recent weeks as the Arab world's poorest country faces a large-scale famine. UN Security Council's Mark Lowcock said tens of thousands of people already are starving to death, with another 5 million just behind them. And rescuers are still trying to locate 12 people missing from a capsized ship in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of the U.S. state of Louisiana. The Coast Guard said on Twitter that the divers were able to conduct operations on Thursday, but didn't hear anything when they knocked on the ship's hull. The guard said they will resume operations later today. Searchers so far have recovered one body, and 6 people were rescued Tuesday when that ship capsized. And the United Nations releasing $1 million for emergency funds to provide aid to the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines following a series of devastating volcanic eruptions. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.